Get those nerds!
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 Welcome to the Dorkside Podcast, recorded live at Dorkside Records in Poughkeepsie. I hope you like random babbling from two idiots who only programmed me to say this sentence and to feel pain. Why would they do this? Are you their god? It's me, Margaret. All I wanted was to feel love. Let's start the show.
Take that last one.
Take, ooh, take, take, man, take.
Away. God, I'm so sorry. I'm an alcoholic.
Don't be sorry.
I got it from my dad.
Hey, me too.
That's the deepest this Never podcast has ever gotten.
Never met him. My dad's a planet.
You did.
I get that reference.
Yeah. My dad has a big swinging blue dick.
Watchmen?
Yeah, that's all. Sorry. Okay. Kind of similar to Guardians, right? I didn't care about either one.
Yeah, nice. That's the only yardstick between the two. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Dorkside Podcast. This podcast, of course, is the Danny DeVito to our Arnold Schwarzenegger podcast, which is, of course, the Dorkside Records podcast.
I love twins.
So do I.
You have twins.
There you go. Perfect.
I guess I do.
Yep. So that podcast, of course, is all about music news. This little baby brother here is our nerdy podcast. No music, none of that shit, no pretentious shit. This is all about movies.
We're talking about soundtracks.
Comics. I'll throw in soundtracks. I'll make an exception. For you, I'll make an exception.
Thank you.
I'm JB.
I'm Berto.
And we have a whole bunch of special guests this
episode.
We do,
episode. We got guests.
That's right. Of course, we have...
our usual sidekick.
From the Dorkside crew. JJ's here.
I'm special.
We also have...
He just wouldn't leave.
The Brian Kendrick is here.
I talk sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And from Story, Screen, Beacon, and a number of great podcasts, according to Hudson Valley Magazine. Thank you, Hudson Valley Magazine. Mike Burge from Story Screen is here.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Literally the longest I've ever spent with somebody in the movie industry, so I feel very famous today.
I thought you used to hang out with Liam Neeson.
True.
James
true story.
James
but
Earl Jones.
I think we've been here longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't a regular hangout session?
No, I met him like twice.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
He also,
was taller than you, but...
he seems like a tall
so
guy.
Tall.
Yeah.
So tall.
First,
Rob Roy.
First point of order, if I could just get to something really quick here. Speaking of movies and nerdy shit, whenever I go to Regal Cinemas to see movies, I gotta say, it really bothers me that in the beginning there's an ad saying, come and get your start in the movie industry and work here. And I feel like that's a very poor characterization of what their job is. How do you feel about that, Mike?
You'd be surprised. Working at like somewhere like Regal or AMC will give you some kind of an inkling to the exhibition end of mm-hmm. the movie industry.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also the distribution end and the production end, pre-production, post-production.
Legal.
But yeah. No,
costumes.
I would say that anybody that's just randomly working at AMC and Regal has... probably a better point of view on how shit works than you do.
I just watch movies.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
A lot of bad ones, but I watch movies.
I dated a girl who worked at a movie theater, and she used to bring home garbage bags full of popcorn.
Mm. I remember those days. That was useful.
Yeah, it was like...
That was useful.
She was a useful girl.
And we ate it for 2 weeks, and it was so stale and gross by the end of it.
But still had that chemical, like, buttery flavor, which is really bizarre. More than anything, it was looking to, like, how to make chemical popcorn.
Movie industry.
Brian's getting excited.
I'm kind of hungry.
I applied for a job, but I just sat in this room with a couch, and it went very differently than I thought it was going to go.
That's the modeling industry.
I've seen that porn episode.
It's called Hairy Man Gets...
And we are off the rails. Welcome, Mike.
This is absolutely amazing. It's like seeing how people make shirts. It's like, oh, this is great. I listen to the podcast all the time, and I'm like, how do they do this?
I feel like this is
like...
How do
they go up the magic work every time. And now I get to, it's like a
peeking behind. It's one of those comedy movies where like a really rich person gets like stuck slumming it for a day. And it's like, I'm among real people today.
Macaulay Culkin. Saw that movie.
Boom. Richie Rich?
Yeah, right.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that movie.
Right. Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd.
Trading Places.
Trading
That's
Places.
A fucking classic.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yep.
You'd enjoy that.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Trading Places? Big JJ movie.
Yeah.
Love that. Sometimes on TLC.
Different.
Okay.
A little bit different. Less Eddie Murphy.
More Dan Aykroyd.
Really quick, before we get into our usual cavalcade of curiosities that is this podcast, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about StoryScreen?
Dude, StoryScreen is the best thing that you could possibly get into. I own StoryScreen Beacon Theater. Yeah, it's good.
Should have brought the air horn.
It's fun. Wait, do you guys have an air horn?
I do have an air horn.
Where is it?
A hair horn?
Let's, we can do this again.
Okay. Awesome. So... StoryScreen Beacon Theater is a theater that I own over in Beacon, New York, 12508. Long live. And it's we show a culmination of like newer movies coming out, older movies, classics, independents, stuff like that, all based around the idea of like having a movie screening that is like the perfect way to watch that movie. But more importantly than that, I also helped to run StoryScreen Presents, which is a podcast that has a multitude of different shows within it. I host Overdrinkers, but we also have shows like Hot Takes, hosted by Jack Kalajewski and Robert Anderson, and Cathode Raycast, hosted by Bernadette Gorman-White. Bernadette Gorman-White and Robert Anderson also helped me manage the theater over yonder in Beacon. And it is an absolutely amazing experience to be able to do stuff like that. Are you going to do the air horn at any point?
It's the timing.
I'm so sorry. I was waiting. I was like babbling on.
You can't rush art.
Sorry. I thought I was like supposed to cue you in.
I don't know. We'll find a place.
Perfect. So over there, we have an air horn that sounds like this.
Oh, God.
And... typically, when we use the air horn, it makes people understand that we're open. Yeah, it sounds just like that.
You're going to have to do it away from the mic, or it's just going to be horrible noise.
This is an amazing podcast you have here, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I like to think of it as the Z Morning Zoo crew of podcasts.
Yeah. It's colorful.
Thank you.
It's a colorful crew.
Collection of attitudes.
Yeah. One day we'll do a real podcast. Until then, it's all sliding down Fart Mountain. That's all it is. For fun.
That's how I live my life.
You got to get 72 episodes in. But anyway, we've been away for a couple months. As anyone who listens, of course, knows... this is our monthly biannual podcast.
Absolutely. We don't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
We are strict about scheduling.
Insanely strict about scheduling. Like, we are dedicated to the craft of getting this out at least...
in an annual fashion.
Yes. Maybe biannual. Minimum once a year we do this. Absolute minimum.
True. True. Pretty true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we want to talk about a couple things. Since we've been away, a lot of content has come out.
The game ended.
What?
The game ended.
This one?
I don't know. The big one. There was a big hullabaloo a few months ago, and the game ended. Super Bowl, obviously, is what I'm talking about.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. This is Sports Side, where we pee on each other.
I think I'm on the wrong podcast.
Water Sports Side. Okay, we can talk about that. You wanna recap some stuff?
Why not?
Okay. Then this is recapped.
So, what's happened lately in the movie
world? I hate
world,
this
Jamie.
Bit that's happening right now. I hate
that's
it.
$6 I've ever spent.
Well, you talked about Game of Thrones ending.
I did. I mentioned Game of Thrones.
I heard, because I don't watch and did not watch, I have maybe seen two episodes of Game of Thrones.
Okay, interesting.
That's good. I heard bad things about the last season, but mainly from internet nerds. So I don't know how much it holds water.
I'll say I was let down. I don't think it was as horrible as everyone, the internet nerds, declared it to be. I was disappointed. I think mainly I felt it felt rushed. I felt like they had like a production, you know, this was their last season and they had, you know, it's fucking Game of Thrones. There's a million and one storylines you need to tie up and not all of them can be a nice little thing.
Oh, and real quick, before we go any further, this podcast has a ton of spoilers. We're going to talk about spoilery shit. So if you want spoilers, turn it off now. Go download the Dark Side Records podcast. And
I gotta go.
Okay. Go download the Dark Side Records podcast and go listen to that. But we're going to talk about some spoilers. So, spoiler, Game of Thrones ended.
It did end. Gandalf killed everybody.
Oh, god damn it. I knew it. That fucking guy.
I know, it's rough.
He killed the guy right in the pig? He was my favorite one.
Right in the pig. Oh.
Right in the pig or riding the pig?
I heard right in the pig, so that's what I'm going with.
No,
stabbed him right in the pig.
It's about writing a football drama. It's the documentary on Rudy. Riding the pig.
Rudy, I've seen that.
So glad there's two of them now.
I fucking love that.
So Game of Thrones ended.
I did. I watched it. And I had caught up through the last season. My wife had not, so we rewatched everything in the in the months previous and caught up just in time and it kept the last few episodes.
Okay.
Oh god, these guys.
I'm sorry.
Can't take them anywhere.
The thing is, I could absolutely be in on this conversation because I watched Game of Thrones.
Don't you partake?
But sitting next to JJ. That's the worst place to sit.
It is. No, it's absolutely terrible.
He's so... It's just...
everything
that he's feeling, like, you can just feel it in the room.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Mike, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes, I do.
He was very upset by it. He's crying. He was very upset by the last season. Very distraught.
What do you want to know about Game of Thrones?
Okay, so who won the throne? Do I want to know
spoilers?
Yeah, did you finish?
I finished.
That's cool. I did. I gave a spoiler warning for a fucking reason.
Brandon Stark.
Brandon Boyd Stark.
Sure.
20 years of make yourself, baby.
Yeah.
Different podcast. Sorry.
Well, that was like the big kind of curveball in the final episode. You know,
is that what pissed all the nerds off?
I'm sure a lot of things pissed all the nerds off.
Oh, yeah.
The feminists didn't like that Daenerys got stabbed in the gut by a man. And
the massage. The dragon threw like off without. Existed at
right.
All.
Yeah. Yeah. At all.
I think you're picking the wrong side.
There was no closure with the dragon. I mean, I'm going to say I was really pissed. I really wanted to see that last Arya Stark scene on her little boat, her wolf boat, right? She's sailing off to go find things. I wanted to see her just unveil one of those big fucking crossbows. She's got unfinished business with that fucking dragon.
I was hoping she had some dragon eggs.
Oh, okay.
Would have been nice.
Yeah.
You just see her take a hammer out and just...
No, she's
never
just
again.
I guess we'll see what we do with these. Which is kind of like the entire end of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like, let's see what happens here.
Something else will happen, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard they're doing a prequel now.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess I just keep... Because I'm also a fan of the books. And so part of me just kind of hopes, like, okay, this is what George Martin gave to HBO. And he's just holding the good stuff back for the Winds of Winter, which is his final book, 11 years in writing, 11 plus or something.
He probably used the show as like a rough draft, and he's going to use everybody else's criticism. Like, I guess that's what I'll do.
Yes, I'm not doing that to her.
Well, yeah, you think he's going to end it the same way? No.
He did say he announced, I guess, season 5 is where it cut diverges, supposedly.
Sure, George.
We'll see. Fucking. What a cock tease.
He's still got like 3 books to put out. Is it 3 more are supposed to come out?
Originally, it was supposed to be 1.
JJ?
Then I think it was split into two.
You're the person I like the most here. So
you can't do it on demand sometimes.
I'm really still stuck on writing the paper.
You gotta move on. You gotta move on.
Well, something else that was out in our podcast was, of course, Avengers Endgame. The pinnacle of nerd movie culture, bringing Marvel Cinematic, the Marvel Cinematic Universe first, three acts to a close?
I guess, yeah. The first 10 years. No, last year.
The first 10 years?
Yeah.
Indeed. I mean, I know at this point everyone's already seen it.
We've seen it.
absolutely.
initial reactions.
It's a little late for that.
What do you think? Well, I'm just saying, I didn't see the reboot or whatever.
I didn't see the reboot either. That actually is, I wanted to.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
It's like
an extra 30 seconds of footage or something?
Seven minutes, technically.
I was
really hoping that the extra 7 minutes of Avengers Endgame was going to be at story screen. And that's what I was rooting for that.
You know
so
what?
I could.
Did you not take the bait? You didn't buy
no,
it.
No, we don't do weird shit like that. Sorry.
Good for you.
No, it's like Avengers Endgame was the first run movie that we did because it was like a big spectacle. It was a big moment. It made us a lot of money. And Disney is one of my favorite people in the world. And seriously, they are. Like, it's the people that I know in the Disney industry. They are some of like the most like cold hard cut people that I've ever. Sheldon and Janet, shout out. Sheldon's my booker. Yep. Janet's like my payer. But no, they're absolutely fucking awesome. But adding more to a movie that was already probably too long. Yeah, I'll watch it when it's on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt.
And try and, like, it's going to be a fun thing. I'll probably smoke the most weed I've ever smoked in my life and watch that and try and pick out the scenes that weren't in there. Because I've probably seen Endgame more than anybody else in certain sporadic moments. Because, like, I go in and I check the movie. I did that for 3 weeks where I was like, I watched the first 10 minutes of Avengers Endgame more than anybody else on the planet, including the guy that edited Avengers Endgame. I watched that a lot, and it's a great opening.
Mm-hmm.
Who here has seen Midsommar real quick? Sorry, Dan.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Anybody? No?
I was on the fence about whether or not I wanted to.
I did see your most recent
podcast. Movie. It's
one
of the best movies I've ever fucking made. It's great. It's great.
It looks interesting.
It's the 21st century Shining.
Okay.
Mm.
It's very fucking good, and I hope you like it. And if you don't like it, that's cool.
Okay. It seemed like I might like it.
It's really fucking cool.
Thing where the studio was showing trailers, and it's one of the trailers they showed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that was the one of like 20 minutes that I would consider seeing. I'm in for the popcorn.
It's seriously the best popcorn you've ever fucking had. So what we do is we take non-GMO popcorn. And we use basic bitch canola oil.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The most basic shit in the world. And we have figured out a way to be able to time it with our machine that makes the popcorn taste amazing without any salt or any butter. And then you're allowed to ask for any amount that you want put on it. Mm. Yeah, man.
But right out the gate, it's nice.
It's so fucking good. It sucks how much good it is. It's insane. I hate it.
We're going to give Mike a break from talking for a moment.
I hate it. It breaks my brain how good our popcorn is. Because I can't eat popcorn anywhere else now.
Mm. Can't verify. Have had.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pat myself on the back.
Good sentence structure.
Also, they have nooch. You can sprinkle nooch on top, which is like my favorite thing to put on popcorn.
So. Gooch?
Nooch. Not to be confused with nooch, gooch, which tastes totally different.
It tastes totally different.
Nutritional yeast.
We refer to it as nooch.
Nooch?
Yes, I'm the spokesman.
We're not going to vote him out. But we have it. So.
He's got the votes. That's the thing. We just can't get him out of office. And we keep trying. We had a steak dinner, and it was the worst.
So, JB, what was your opinion of Endgame?
My opinion of Endgame?
Your critique, if you will.
I fanboyed out for a couple points. The final sort of, like, battle scene involving Thanos and, you know, let's say the Holy Trinity of Marvel mm-hmm. characters, you know, and I guess we're going spoilers, right? So I'm just going to say, when fucking Cap got the hammer,
mm-hmm.
holy fuck, the whole theater started cheering. And
they've been teasing that for years.
Right. And I went to see that at a midnight showing at Story Screen. And the whole theater started cheering. And it was fucking so much fun. And I enjoyed it. I thought it was a little long.
A little long.
Obviously, I went to a midnight showing, so it feels extra long, you know, because you're getting out of there at 3-something in the morning. But it was fun. It was a good ending to the to those chapters of the story.
I agree.
Yeah.
They kind of wrapped it up nicely.
Yeah. I enjoyed the humorous aspects of it. I enjoyed the dramatic aspects of it. I enjoyed the action aspects of it. Like, you know, sometimes it's hard to balance those things, but I think they did good. I have several questions about timelines and
a lot of timelines,
a lot of plot holes. Like, but you know, I lean a little bit JJ on those, and that's why I just kind of I try to go for the ride a little bit. You know what I mean? For
right,
it's sort of that thing. As I've said, maybe on this podcast and other ones, I'll go see all kinds of movies. I'll go see shitty movies. I'll go see great movies. I'll see whatever. I just love the experience of going to the movies, and so I also will, like, for comic book movies. I don't go too hard. You know, I don't go in, you know.
You don't go full beast mode like I do?
No. Sometimes I just go just to, you know, have fun and eat some popcorn and be, you know, entertained and mm-hmm. giggle a little bit. And, you know, and that's okay.
Which I think it's what Marvel's succeeded in capturing that DC hasn't, is that the movies are fun. Like, nothing about Justice League was fun. Like, it was just heavy and dark, and you're like, what the fuck?
I have critiques about the DC universe, and you can have a serious universe, you can have a dark universe. I think it's just how they've presented their films and the non-continuity of the films, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
We can get into a larger discussion.
That's another conversation.
But it's the fact that it's like nothing ties in together, and none of the cast is the same, and they're all different. They all tell different stories, and they all retell.
The only thing that's the same are their mother's names.
Martha.
Stewart? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Didn't Batman and Superman have the same mom name?
Yes.
No, they have the same mom.
That's what makes them be friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Wait till you see the Snyder cut, bro.
Oh, man. Fuck great. Snyder.
My voice is familiar.
I was thinking about when you first introduced me to do a voice, but I didn't. Because I respected the podcast medium.
No. He regrets that.
The medium. Okay, yeah.
I want to be like, oh, this is Mike Birch over here. And Mike, would you like to introduce yourself? And be like, hey, what's going on, guys?
We got enough of that on here.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah, you don't need, like, all five of us doing it.
I feel way better just kind of, like, leaning back and, like, watching you guys talk about shit that I care about and just, like, not commenting on it.
Look, this is why you're here. But to be fair, I mean, Will is here, and he hasn't said a word the whole podcast. So
I'm so glad we brought Will in.
He's eating his Chinese food from China Cafe.
That's
in
true.
Plattsburgh, New York.
That's right. We'll get to him.
Oh, Jesus.
Will.
Sorry. So other things that came out. How's about Stranger Things? You guys watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Stranger Things fans?
I did, actually. I watched it. I'm further than you because I finished it.
I am on the last episode. In fact, right before I came here, I finished the penultimate episode of season 3.
Jesus Christ. It's been 2 weeks, man.
Should have done that in like 8 hours.
All right, I will plug my ears and you guys talk about it. Okay, you ready?
He's...
I said it. Spoiler.
Is there like a Hudson Valley like awards for podcasting? That we can just
like, I think we all got as close as we
JJ
did in the
floor. Like, is there some way we can start getting his name like in the conversation?
We'll talk to people. I mean, if all 8 on the list start petitioning Hudson Valley Magazine, they'll have like a podcast.
I mean, I'm going to push for it.
Team award or something.
Could I be the teen choice award?
Yes. That's why you should be allowed near teenagers.
We could try it.
Win all of the awards, like the Tony, the Oscar. They have a name for it. There's like a few people. That
it's called JJ
it.
Denzelling.
Yeah.
Podcast over.
Stranger Things season 3.
Did you watch it?
I did.
I was so much happier that it was exponentially better than season 2.
It's definitely season better than two. Season 2, because season 2 was kind of like...
Meh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Season 2 was good. But it was, like,
it was fine. But like season 1 was amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You wanted it to be you wanted it to be the same.
It should have fucking stopped there. Like it was supposed to.
Not going to happen.
I know.
Yep.
I would rather have, like, the ending of season 1, like that kind of epilogue where you're like, oh, maybe there's another mm-hmm. season kind of thing. I'm into that as long as we get another season. I will say, like, this season of Stranger Things, I liked overall. I think that the first episode is one of the greatest episodes of television ever made. It is tonally so tight. Mm-hmm. They go from like happy to sad to happy to sad to happy to sad to like a bunch of tonally like really cool shit while also bringing you up to date on where all these characters are and paving the way for where it's going. Rewatch that first episode real quick for 40 minutes and go, wow, these guys did a great job. I would have liked it if the whole season did that. They don't. A few seasons do. But spoilers, just for the first episode of Stranger Things, is cool. JB?
Yeah,
he's up to the last episode. So
spoilers for...
Just say it.
Just the first episode.
He's going to edit this later anyway.
The way that they utilize just specifically the Billy arc.
Yeah.
It's like it's lifeguard, hot lifeguard. The mom wants to fuck him. And there's a bunch of like awesome 80s stuff going on in there. It's kind of funny. It's kind of kishy. They build it up. They bring you to a second scene where he's just like, well, how about me and you? Fuck. And you're like, well, this is kind of 80s. And then she's also doing the whole thing where she's like in the mirror, like kind of blowing her hair up. And it's like, I don't want to lose your love tonight. And she's doing that whole thing. And then she walks downstairs and she sees her husband of 20 years
with a kid
passed out with their youngest kid. And she goes, no, this is fucking stupid. I shouldn't be doing this. And it's like, you go from like this 80s comedic thing to this 80s comedic thing to this 80s comedic thing to this insanely real humane moment.
Yeah. That like the human vulnerability, like right in that moment.
It's insanely vulnerable. And then it cuts to Billy, the other side of that, just like, oh, I'm fixing my hair in the rear view mirror and I'm doing all this. And then he gets swept up into something else. And that's the end of episode 1.
That's what I thought.
It's an amazing episode.
Yeah, that's what I thought was great about that, because it's like, you know, like you said, they're both like doing their thing. You know, one's in the rear view mirror and she's like, you know, essentially about to almost change her entire life by just fucking this 18-year-old kid,
doing this little thing that means nothing,
and then
that could change everything.
Yeah, and then this whole other story happens out of it, and it's like that whole comedic mixed with, you know, a serious shit.
By the way,
is just like
it's like
so
like
it doesn't even matter
anymore. Fast Times at Ridgemont High turns into a horror movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Really cool, and I think that the first four episodes hold it down.
Mm.
And then it turns it, like, the last four episodes turn into another season of Stranger Things, where it's like, now they're at the mall, and they're blowing stuff up, and everything's cool. I like the season a lot, but that first episode, chef's kiss, Mamma Mia. I love it.
It's ironic, because a lot of people I talked to said, like, they didn't like the first episode, because it wasn't, like, right into the monsters.
Right.
And my argument is always like, yeah, but the show is about the kids, not the monsters.
Yeah,
it's about
these
characters, and they capture the teenage awkwardness.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
which I thought was really good.
Kids
the show
out in the bed?
Stranger Things is about a bunch of young kids get enveloped in like a weird thing that's got sci-fi, horror, action tropes that they shouldn't be in, and that's the show.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. The Goonies.
It's Goonies. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's I really like season 3 of Stranger Things. And I think that the first four episodes are awesome. Episode 4 is an all-timer, and everybody here at the tables has seen it. We're talking about the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
episode.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking thing is so good. Yeah. I was like, yo, are they about to kill 11? Yo, are they about to kill Mike? Yo, are they about to kill Billy?
Yep.
And then they just end the episode, and I'm like, very ready for episode 5. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good TV.
The ending of episode 7?
Yes.
That whole interaction between 11 and Billy, we've been building it.
Inside
of
there.
We've been building it for you. Holy shit, that was great. Like, great acting. Mm-hmm. Billy was perfect. Just perfect in that. And
he's
like,
a great actor. Played the Red Ranger in the new Power Rangers. He's fucking phenomenal in that movie, man.
Okay.
Dude, he's
that was not that bad.
Good in that movie.
That movie was a lot better than I expected it to be.
That movie stinks. It's got a lot of really fun shit.
It was fun.
But he's so fucking good. I love it.
Yep. Oh, so good. Yeah, just the whole, like, him essentially almost backing her into a corner the entire time.
Yeah.
And all he's doing is talking. And then you see the tears, like, start to stream down his face while he's talking. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That was so fucking good. It was so good. Mm-hmm. It was chilling. Like, that whole scene was very chilling. And I thought that all of Stranger Things, as much as I've enjoyed all the seasons, they've never done anything that chilling before. Right. And it was, like,
got a little more psychological.
Yeah.
What builds up to that is, like, she dives into Billy's psyche.
Yeah.
And what the mind flayer is flaying on.
Yep.
Is him being, like, this very insecure person.
Yep.
Which we all are. And Eleven's whole thing in season 3 is that she's been super powerful for 2 seasons, and now she's just, like, trying to be a normal person, and she's very insecure in all this, even when she's being exposed to all this stuff. Like, be a girl. Go shopping. Have fun.
Yeah.
Don't let boys boss you around. And she's like, I'm still just, like, really insecure about this one thing about who I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she shares that with Billy, and Billy, the mind flayer, uses that to, like, use Billy as, like, this thing where it's like, you are, like, he's the Freddy Krueger. He's, like, the nightmare version of what she's afraid of.
Yep.
It's a very good season of TV.
Well, in general, I like that about the show is they take very familiar elements, whether it's something as obvious as, like, the Terminator thing with the Russian spy, to something more subtle like the Freddy Krueger, like, subconscious manipulation, and they just make it, it's not, like, satire, it's not, it's clearly, like, the love for that genre and that era, and they make it fresh and new, and it's still entertaining. Like, even like, though my wife's sitting there like, I'm sick of the Terminator guy, I'm like, yeah, but watching black leather boots stalk somebody like that will always be fucking terrifying.
It looks and sounds and feels cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just to segue back to music stuff, the soundtrack for season 3.
I'm so excited.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I've did it on Spotify because they don't fucking release the vinyl for 2 years.
Yeah.
But, It gets back to, again, season 1, like, the synth stuff, but the track for Rats.
Yes.
So fucking eerie.
It's like
Rats
more,
a good band.
It's like more in the same way, like, the it's more like action sci-fi horror than it is, like,
I was driving when it came on, and I'm like, oh, like, my skin was, like, crawling.
Cool.
Really,
it's fucking cool, man. Like, nostalgia is not, like, nostalgia is, like, a bad thing when it comes to, like, oh, yeah, we're redoing this and we're redoing that. But I think, like, something like Stranger Things, which is probably easily one of the things that started the big nostalgia movement of the 80s, at least, they're really kind of holding it down on their own, removed from everything else. Like, I honestly think, like, 20 years from now, even if they never make a season 4, which, they're going to.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they already say 2 more seasons?
It's got to be at least 2 more seasons.
I think that the Duper brothers said that they 2 more and then that's it.
Yeah. Attack. But it's like even 20 years from now, we're going to look at that stuff and we're going to go, that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Because all of it is done very well. It's very well made. It might be a little on the nose and a little kitschy for the moments that we're in right now and the moments that they're calling back to. But at the end of the day, it's well made. Season 2, you know. But season 3 is like a return to form for season 1 where it's like, that is some really good, original, nostalgic-inspired content.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Meh.
Amen. That's it. That's what you gotta say.
Can't make everybody happy.
You know, yep. It's fine. It's entertaining. It's engaging. You want to know what happens next. But I found, I did the whole time, I knew, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fine.
Of course.
Now, I can't get into what I want to say because I don't want to ruin it for JB, but I have an opinion about the
Well, universe. I guess that's the one thing, like, I did enjoy, just to cycle back a bit, about, in general, Game of Thrones. They had no fucking problem killing someone you love.
Oh, thank you. I don't give a fuck about Game of Thrones.
They don't care how much like money they're paying this person.
I've always said that Game of Thrones is successful because the guys that are writing it do not know how to write TV.
Yeah.
And I've said that since season one, because I watched the first season while it was on. I was like, these guys, this isn't really following traditional shit. And I love the first season of Game of Thrones. First two seasons of Game of Thrones are very well made. But then it starts all of those little things that make it so interesting, other than anything else besides the fact that it's on HBO and they can do whatever they want. It starts to kind of come out. Yeah. And you're like, so do these guys know how TV structure works? And by the middle of season three, you realize, no, they don't. And that actually is a positive for them, because people like me who go like, I understand like the six-act structure of an episode of TV, whether there's commercials or not. It always applies to a 50 to an hour and 10-minute structure. And you go, they're doing shit that's really weird. They're killing characters halfway through the episode. And you're like, oh, that's exciting. And it's fun for that. And I was like, is this going to be able to stick the landing? And guess what? It's not.
Not as much.
You built your entire series on that you're going to be doing like these really crazy off-the-wall shit, and then you made yourself only do a season with six episodes, whether they're an hour and a half, and you didn't want to kill off any characters in that. That's the main thing that Game of Thrones fucking fell apart on, I think. It's just like they thought that they had to do this one thing that they were always doing, and then they were just doing this one thing that they were always doing, and it didn't work out in the six-episode structure. Sorry. I like Game of Thrones. I think it's really cool. I think the ending is okay, but I completely understand and agree with everybody that's really upset about it. I think the ending makes sense. It's not the ending that I want, and I understand why it's the ending that they don't want, but
it's the ending we got.
They're not making another, like the whole...
They're not going to reboot.
Oh, reshoot season 8 and stuff like that.
That never works. No one listens to those people.
There's spinoffs already, though, right?
Yeah. They're doing a prequel and spinoffs.
Yeah. Gotta make
sure Martin can't help himself.
I mean, they got the His Dark Materials thing coming up, which I think they're trying to bend to be their new Game of Thrones. Everybody's chomping at the bit to be like the new Game of Thrones.
The next thing, yeah.
You guys done talking about Stranger Things? Okay, I'm unplugging my ears. Oh, son of a bitch. Okay, so let's talk about something else. Another thing that came out.
This is the best podcast.
Anybody? Anybody see The Dead Don't Die?
Yes.
No.
Because we did.
No, I did not.
That's a high five if you're listening, not watching the video.
That's the one with, what's his face?
Yep. Oh, what's his face?
Kylo Ren.
Did you know Mr.
Wide Body himself.
I just saw that.
Yeah.
He was
really?
Lincoln, Samuel Beckwith.
Huh. Yeah. You stupid. You knew his name. That's great.
Yeah, we saw it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Really liked it.
Dead Don't Die. Great movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Still playing anywhere? Are you playing it still?
No, we played it for 2 weeks, and a movie like that we can only hold for 2 weeks before, like, moving. It sucks, man. Everybody's coming in, like, oh, are you still showing Dead Don't Die? And I was like, sorry. Really liked that movie, though. I thought it was super funny. It's one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time.
It was so funny. In fact, I cannot get the second line of the movie out of my head for, like, the last, since we saw it, like, almost 2 weeks now. I don't think it's any real spoiler, but, like, a little banter between Adam Driver and Bill Murray, and then Tom Waits appears and says, "Up your hole with a wooden pole, Cliff."
Yeah, that's literally like the second or third line.
I was like, I'm in. It's the second line of dialogue in the movie.
That's awesome.
And you know what? The ending. The ending. Thank
so
you.
So good.
But I like all the Jarmusch stuff. I haven't seen it all, but everything I've seen, I like.
Favorite Jarmusch movie besides Dead Don't Die? I'm going to go with Down by Law.
I
that
was
helps.
Between Down by Law
and
Coffee and Cigarettes.
Dude, that's me. We're right there. And I think Down by Law is better because it's more of a tight narrative.
It is. And you're just wondering the entire time.
Yep. It's so good. It's so good.
I got the Criterion Channel recently.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How was that?
It's great.
That's like its own streaming channel now?
They just launched it.
I had Hulu back when Criterion was a part of that. And it was like the greatest moment of my life.
Yeah. Actually, Aaron got it for me for Valentine's Day. As like a, if you joined early.
Who's Aaron?
My lady.
Oh, you have a lady?
Of course.
Aaron?
baby mama.
She got it through me. Yeah, that's right. Baby mama.
How long have you and Aaron been together?
How long is a piece of string?
I really just love that saying. What is
7 years?
Oh, me too, with my girl. That's awesome. You guys thinking about getting married?
Nope.
Yeah, me neither. Cheers. You got a thing? You got a yeah, awesome. Great. No, I'm actually probably gonna get married this year.
I know.
She's not gonna listen to this anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Same. But yeah, she got it for me for Valentine's Day. Because if you buy it early, then you get a one low price for life.
It's like 10 bucks a month for like the entire Criterion collection, app. Which is fucking insane.
So, like, we have it just like on our
the TV or the thing. Okay.
Yeah, and it's just literally everything, including bonus stuff that you can never get streaming, is on there.
I gotta do it.
I guess I don't need to go to the Barnes & Noble section anymore of Criterion. Shit.
I know. It's like, it's kind of a bummer, but that Barnes & Noble section, at least in Poughkeepsie.
I was there today. It's all
going
half
to Borders.
Fucking Borders.
I haven't been there in a while, but yeah.
It's been a minute.
That's where I go for my Criterion stuff.
Well, that brings us to another section of this podcast. Of course, movie nudes. Talking about some movie stuff. Maybe you could tell me if this is included, but one thing I wanted to bring up for this podcast was Blue Velvet is getting... Is getting
come
a.
I'm still upset that I didn't get to go. Whack, 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 whack.
Okay, you keep saying it, I'll talk over it.
I know.
Blue Velvet is getting a Criterion re-release that is going to have 51 minutes of new footage.
This guy already owns it.
Is it on the channel?
I don't know if it's on the channel, but I have the physical product.
Okay.
I think it might be out now, but I got it.
Have you watched it?
No, it's just in my backpack. I haven't actually taken that.
When you watch it, can you let me know if that's worth...
Sure.
I'd love to do a screening of Blue Velvet.
I'll go to that.
And that makes sense to do that, but I want to know if an extra 51 minutes is worth it.
Probably more worth it than an extra 7 of Avengers.
For sure. Definitely.
100%.
I want to be another. I'm considering it. Yeah.
Well, it is a 4K digital restoration supervised by Lynch himself and has 51 minutes of deleted scenes and alternate takes also assembled by Lynch that he dubbed the lost footage. He said if you can do a good David Lynch impression.
Oh, guy put me on the spot here.
Here we go. That's what he called it.
I did it one good that one time. I feel like I have to say, Bend, Oregon. It's incredible. I'm seeing stuff I thought was gone forever.
Holy it's shit. So good. It's so good.
That was so
good. Wow. Yeah.
Bend, Oregon.
I don't know how that sounds on the
holy
headphones.
Shit.
But that's spot on in
it's
person.
It's good.
How come I didn't know you could do that impression?
Wow. That's literally the second time I've ever done it. I did it once for him randomly, and then again right now.
That was really good.
Louie, you gotta stop jerking off in front of these girls. They're gonna get you.
What?
Remember when David Lynch was like in...
When he was what?
Louis.
C.K.?
Yeah.
don't
yeah,
remember. In the show, Louis yeah, and David Lynch was like his like acting coach.
Yeah. Oh fuck! No, yeah. I don't remember this.
Oh, it's like
I loved Louis too.
It was, whole, it was a whole part of like one whole season was Lynch was in a whole bunch of episodes.
You're right.
Yeah, it was like two or three episodes like leading on in. Yeah, it was good. Louis C.K. is not a good person. So
anyway, another movie nude that we can talk about real quick. Something that we talked about on our last episode last month of this podcast.
Yeah.
Cinemia, the competitor to MoviePass. Because we both were MoviePass subscribers.
Once upon a time. Yeah.
Right. And we considered moving over to Cinemia, which was basically the similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Has filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy and is gone.
Yes. That's the name of the new Tool record.
It is also that. It's also that.
Sorry.
And in filing for bankruptcy in Delaware and shutting down its U.S. operations... It is now under FTC investigation.
So, Cinemia.
No, Cinemia.
Cinemia!
Was the thing that I told you about. I was like, MoviePass is gone. Cinemia, that's the one. And I signed up for Cinemia, and they are a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And I got about 3 months out of them, and then all of a sudden they're being very weird. But I kept paying $10 a month to get their emails to see, like, how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Okay.
They're fucked up. And, like, now, yeah, and now they're like, they're like, yeah, no, that's, you're not allowed to do that.
That's right. Yeah, you were the one who told me about it, in fact, and then I brought it on this podcast.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so MoviePass is gone, Cinemia is gone, and guess what? Storyscream Beacon Theater has the cheapest tickets
does
in
cash
town.
Still work?
$10.
Does yeah. cash still work?
Well, now even the major chains have started their own like chains
right,
specific
yes.
ones. Regal yeah, has yeah. one. AMC has one where you can sign up for monthly plans or yearly plans or whatever.
Get everybody to shut the fuck up. Just buy a goddamn movie ticket when you're there.
Yep.
That's what we're saying. Mm-hmm. And go support your indie theater.
Damn right. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great to pay $10 instead of $13 to go see a movie opening night?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A different opening night.
All fees.
Story Screen Beacon Theater, baby. $10.
All fees included.
That's any was, movie.
What time of day do your showings start? Like during the week?
Every day. First screening's at 12. Last screening's at 9:30. 7 days a week, baby.
And you can see all screenings on Fandango.
Bam. Cool. You can.
So wait,
and
do you take
Ferdo,
MoviePass?
By the way. Do we take requests?
MoviePass.
No, we did not take MoviePass.
I'm sorry. You were saying
something. We do take, though, like if you got like a... Fandango movie tickets .com like kind of weird gift cards and stuff. You can order those online and use them, but you can't use them at the box office. If that makes sense for you guys.
It doesn't.
But I did want to say, Berto, great eyes, by the way.
Thank you. Hungry.
Never got
eyes.
That. I'm just listening to the podcast.
It's true. It's something they don't show off enough.
Yes.
Because I would just steal the poster.
I seriously think it's something that you guys should start marketing.
Something else we'd like to talk about here, you know, we could go trailer parking.
Could go trailer parking.
If you like going to the trailer park. Trailer
you know
parking.
Of love. Say what?
So there's been a couple cool trailers that have been out in the last 6 months since we did a podcast. let's try to whittle it down. We'll each maybe pick one here.
Three from Hell?
Well, you're supposed to pretend like I'm not showing it to you. That's the whole bit.
What's on the agenda, JB?
Well, is there a trailer that excited you that maybe you saw recently?
Next.
Hey, JB, I've got one that I'd like to talk about.
What's on the agenda, JB? Oh, my God. For the next 2 years, every time I see you, that's how I'm going to say hello. What's on the agenda, JB?
So let's talk about Tarantino.
Nitrogen.
Good job.
Tarantino, lots of colorful dialogue. And
that's a guy who likes to use a bunch of really good songs in his movies.
Mm-hmm. And he has a new movie coming out, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm.
His supposedly final movie.
No.
Not the last one. He's got one more. Final movie.
One more in the tank?
This is his ninth movie. He says he'll only make 10, then he'll go to writing books and doing Broadway plays, which I am into.
Okay.
So he's going to do that whole award trifecta thing.
Yeah. He'll do that shit for like fucking 10, 15 years, and then he'll come back and he'll make another movie, and it'll be like the 11th film.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll all be like in wheelchairs by then, and no, we'll all be in boats by then. And we live on boat cities, like on Waterworld.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say Kevin Costner.
Sorry.
I get that reference.
I get that reference.
Paper.
I get that.
It's a Waterworld reference. Yeah. Kevin Costner.
Paper.
You mean the one where Ian jumps out of helicopters?
Sure.
That one.
Anyway, so What's Beside Him in Hollywood's coming out. It's Tarantino's penultimate film.
Cast.
Great cast.
I mean, it's going to be great. Like, what the...
How do you feel about it, Mike? Are you excited for that movie?
Super excited about that movie. We actually have, like, a Story Screen Presents is kind of just, like, our podcast channel.
Mm-hmm.
And within there, we have, like, a bunch of, like, different shows. Like, we have Hot Takes, which is new movies nobody's ever seen. We watch it, and we talk about it immediately. Over Drinkers, which is me getting drunk with a bunch of people talking about a movie that we love. Cathode Raycast, which is like TV shows and stuff like that. But we also do these like sub-mini series. We've done Quarter Mile at a Time, which is like covering the Fast and Furious. So we got Hobbs and Shaw coming up this year, which we're really excited about. And we also had Batarang, which is like our Batman one. And we also have Cooking with Quentin, which is every new Quentin Tarantino movie, we develop like a recipe for food and a cocktail that we eat and drink while we talk about that movie. The original idea was we were going to try and match it up with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood coming out. And then we opened up a movie theater and all became very busy. So now we're kind of just like, every now and then we'll release like a Cooking with Quentin. I think the next one we have to do is Jackie Brown. So we made it two in for trying to get up to the 11. Big fans of Quentin Tarantino over at the House of Story Screen. And we're going to have a bunch of fucking fun showing this movie.
Nice.
Cool. I remember you telling me about that podcast and or about those episodes and doing that. I thought that was a great idea.
We still want to try and get you on one.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'll get you guys all on one.
Boom.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Like, what would be the one Quentin Tarantino movie besides Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, besides those ones, and Jackie Brown, because we're recording that one already, what would be the one that you guys want to be on?
Django.
Kill Bill.
Inglourious Bastards.
Kill Bill.
Well, I love me some samurai shit.
Let's do a Kill Bill episode where we all just get on here. Okay.
I'll do that.
I'll bring, rewatch those. Well.
I'll bring some tacos. Oh. I'll bring some sushi. You guys got to let me bring my buddy Tim Irwin and my buddy Bernadette.
I love Steve Irwin. He's welcome.
Always.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Not dead.
Okay.
Really, really boring podcast.
Just the removal of the barb.
Stingray tank.
Sorry, we moved on from Stranger Things.
Nice!
I'm fucking stupid.
I don't know, man. I think you're spot on.
You're the glue of this podcast,
I want to start a separate podcast with you. We could do it like a channel together, man.
I was Comanche, by the way.
A horse of a different color.
I saw him this morning, actually.
Yeah, okay, good.
Fred has a horse named Comanche.
True.
We could start like a podcast called Man Who Cares, Man Who Don't. And every episode would be like, hey, JJ, this is a thing that I like. And you'd be like, I don't know.
I don't give a fuck.
It's not that I'm a contrarian. It's just that I don't give a fuck about superheroes.
Exactly.
Well, we could turn the tables.
It wouldn't be like a technical thing of everything that I like. It would be like, hey, let's pick something that I like and that you don't. I'd be like, hey, Iron Man.
Never seen it.
Episode 1.
Tony Stark.
is that guy. What's his actor's name?
Robert Downey Jr.
We're workshopping this right now. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Did some drugs once, right?
Once or twice.
He did a couple three drugs. He did a couple drugs. Yep. Did a couple drugs, yeah.
Everybody.
Meg Ryan, yeah.
He lived with the guy, Ducky.
You're thinking of Two and a Half Men.
No,
that's a television series.
In real life. Like, they lived together and...
And they had a small child that they were taking care of. That's Two and a Half Men.
I don't
Does he
do
usually
sitcoms.
Work like this, or am I the outlier?
No, he's usually pretty. Yeah, no, you're. Okay.
You're. I was just checking.
I am what I is. I was just
checking. I wanted to make sure. I was like, wait, is he usually like this?
Anyway,
50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah, Iron Man. Don't care. Never gonna happen. But I would give it.
What do you mean, never gonna happen?
He won't say it.
Like, you're not going to see it.
No, and it's just...
This is like Iron Man, don't care, never going to exist.
Yeah, exactly. But I would say, if I was going to maybe pick a superhero, which I won't, at least he sort of invents his own shit.
So does Batman.
No.
It's a good idea.
He pays fucking other people to do it.
JJ is
correct.
Not.
JJ
is correct.
Versions, but like he builds it in like the regular.
He constructs it. Mm-hmm.
JJ is correct.
Did you say just what do I know?
So It Chapter 2 is coming out.
Fuck yeah,
there's
it
a trailer
is.
For that on the interwebs. I didn't see the first one.
You didn't?
I'm
not a clown.
I'm the JJ of this one.
Ah, shit. Yeah,
I haven't seen It Chapter 2.
Haven't seen It Chapter 2.
Private screening, It Chapter 1, last week of August, all of Darkseid gets in for free.
I'm down with that.
Fuck you, podcast people.
Oh, yeah, can you cut that out, please? Because that makes sense. That's cool.
I'm very excited for Chapter 2.
Because I kind of really want to watch It Chapter 1 before we break.
The first one was Chapter 2. It was good. I didn't mind. I wasn't a huge fan of the end. I thought, I don't know. I think it suffered from what I was complaining about earlier, like not enough psychological shit and too much special reliance on special effects.
Yeah, I could see that.
This is the clown movie, right?
Yeah. Yes. So the clown, like up 80% of the movie was really good clown. And creepy and weird, and then they just kind of jumped the shark a bit at the end.
Yeah, I feel like at the end it almost rushed it a little bit, like the way he was gonna die, so to speak. I'm doing finger quotes right now. You can't see this on a podcast. But yeah, I'm really excited for the second one. I think the cast is going to be cool, and
it's a fucking wild cast,
yeah.
Dude.
One thing that I thought was really funny just during the movie when I saw it in theater, Chapter 1, is after it ended and people sat through the credits, because thank you Marvel for that, and everyone at the end, and then it came up and it said, you know, it says it at, on the big screen after it's all over, and then it says Chapter 1, and a bunch of people in the theater were like, Chapter 1? What does that mean? It's like, have you never read a book? Or even if you haven't read a book, have you ever seen the miniseries that was made, I don't know, 20 years ago? Yeah, there's a whole other part to this. Like, it doesn't just end in 10 minutes and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was like really surprised how many people were very like shaken up by the fact that it said Chapter 1.
With being a dummy.
Yeah. I think there's a lot wrong with being a dummy.
Just a little dummy. I went and saw it. Did you know, like, that's only the first part?
It's like, of course it's the first
part. That's the book is like, that's what the book is. A book?
Yeah, the book is like
a book.
3 inches thick. Like,
paper.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And that's Waterworld reference 2.
I am also a super like dipshit optimist when it comes to like movies and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, oh, as long as the movie does what it's supposed to do as a movie, I'm like, good movie.
Okay. Yep.
And then if I see something where I'm like, it's okay. But I don't normally talk about the okay stuff. I usually talk about stuff that I don't like or the stuff that I really like.
Yeah. I just thought that Bill Skarsgård did a very good job with Pennywise as well. You know, everyone was very worried about that
Will
with Tim Curry. And
would have been very good.
Yes. Peter.
Garden State was pretty good.
Yes. Garden State Pennywise was.
That
No more trailers?
It's on the hips. It's like, gets me every time. That's Zach. Seth.
CNN just made a Batman reference.
Oh, good.
I'm not fucking kidding. I have a CNN text right here, the headline of which is, "Why so serious?"
I like that. So you get texts from CNN regularly?
I noticed that. The
I just think it's funny the fact that CNN is just texting you
way longer. Yeah. It's because we have too many people. All right, so let's bring up our last final section of this.
Don't be fucking mad at me. You invited me.
You're not on that list. Yeah.
It's mostly just me. And JJ.
So you're saying that it's DK or JJ?
I'm gonna say it's me.
100%. Yeah.
So,
can we do this every month?
You already asked that.
We keep trying.
Never... No, I know.
You asked that in your last whiskey.
Can we actually do this like every last Sunday of every month?
Sure. Well, I keep trying to make this happen every month. It happens like twice a year.
I'd love it.
Okay. We'll talk.
I'll buy the beer next time.
Then done deal.
I'll buy the beer next
time. Okay, now we're here. That's a thing.
Billy boy.
Was where they killed Osama bin Laden.
True.
Which they made a movie about.
A Bardavon? There's one of those in Poughkeepsie.
No one's died there yet.
Oh, my girlfriend is mad at me. I just looked at my phone for
you know
the first
what,
time.
You know, mine is too.
I'm at note.
I'm going to move this really fast. That brings us to our last section, the comm swap.
Yes.
Where we have a mountain of comics from our childhood. We try to have some that trickle down and they just kind of snowball down. And we enjoy comics from our childhood. Last time we did this, I gave you Deadpool the Circle Chase. How'd you like it?
I enjoyed it.
Okay, cool. So anyway, so that's that. Next
By the
time.
Way, Deadpool the Circle Chase, very awesome miniseries. Very cool.
That was what I gave him.
It's
the Juggernaut.
I heard you guys talk about it in like the past two episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You guys have fun?
Yeah, we're bad at the comm swap.
Okay.
So,
what do you guys want to do for the comm swap next time? Because it's happening on August 11th.
Okay, so I know what I'm going to give you.
I think I know what I'm giving you.
Okay, I know.
Okay.
I'm committed.
It's a one shot.
Okay, you give me this time.
Okay.
And also give me my circle chase back.
Okay, I will do that.
Perfect, thank you.
What are you guys doing?
Okay.
The one shot I'm giving you.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine flies to a spider.
Okay.
It's fucking good.
Okay.
It's just gratuitous violence and Wolverine just killing people the way, like, for a justifiable reason, and you wish, like, you could kill all these people, too.
Okay. All right. Don't ruin it too much. So you have it here with you right now?
Yep.
All right. Excellent. Okay. All right, cool. So I will read this, and next episode we'll talk about this.
Sounds good. Excellent.
Cool. So I'm going to wrap this episode up here of Dorkside. Thank you to everyone who downloaded this episode. Thank you to everyone who listened. Thank you so much to Mike for being here. Thank you to StoryScreen. Is there anything
You're
you want to anything you want to say? Anything
You're
you want to
welcome.
Promote? Anything you want to let people know about?
Go to StoryScreenBeacon.com to find like a bunch of really cool articles and reviews. You can find us on StoryScreen Presents on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. Anywhere where you find your favorite podcasts.
And on that note, I'll remind you as well, if you're listening to this, hey, subscribe to us. We're on all the platforms. We're on the Apples and the Googles and the Spotifys and the Stitchers. And if you're there doing that, why not leave us a nice review? I don't want to tell you how many stars, but let's say 43. And if you're feeling particularly saucy, you can write a little review about what you think about this podcast.
About how we inspire you.
Because doing that helps us expose ourselves to new listeners.
I thought you fixed that.
What? No, that's what we do. That's what Birdo is famous for.
You fixed it.
You're damn right I did.
You did one episode where it was like, perfect.
Yep. That
you,
was,
do
to
you
be
remember
fair,
how you worded it?
That was probably 3 years ago at this point. So
true.
Okay. Sorry. How did I phrase it?
You fuck. I mean, how would you, being a professional person, word?
Yeah, because that's what I am.
Right. How would you word like? Oh, expose ourselves. Like it helps to expose us to.
It helps us expose ourselves to new listeners. No, it helps.
It helps to
other people get
us
exposed
to.
New listeners.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. I like mine better.
It helps to expose us to new listeners. Mm-hmm.
It helps you...
Stop
get exposed.
Looking at me like I'm the one that's got the answer.
Teleprompter over there.
There's some typos on my teleprompter, I think.
You were the like number one.
You can help expose us to new audiences.
And I'm here to kill you all.
To be fair... To be fair, Dark Side Records was number, like, four, and I maybe...
You were number one.
I maybe forced them...
You were the first one.
I maybe forced them to include Dark Side in it if they were going to mention it. You know, yeah. I might as well mention it, you know. I'm just saying.
What a bunch of colorful characters so, they are.
Thank you, Hudson Valley Magazine. We do genuinely really
they
appreciate
it. They are the absolute
it.
Best. Yes. They're so fucking cool.
They included this pile of shit in their fucking list. And that's just
stupid.
So stupid.
Sorry.
So stupid. It is.
And on that note.
On that note, thanks for listening. I'm JB.
I'm Berto.
And of course, our special guest, thank you for being here.
I like the guys. Kick the fires.
Ready's gonna happen. Gonna happen out there.
And I'm JJ.
Thank you and good night.
Do we have a closing for this? Do we have a closing statement? I can't even remember.
Good evening and good night.
Yeah, do boom. I get good to night sleep and good luck. Here now? Or like, is
pretty much.
There's a shag carpet.
I'm hungry. We'll get some food. Yeah,
yep. Do we have a closing for this? Do we have a closing statement? I can't even remember.
Good evening. And good night.
Yeah, do boom. I get good to night sleep luck. Here now? Or like, is
pretty much.
There's a shag carpet.
I'm hungry.
Here.
We'll get some food.
Yep.